Yet when I questioned her about her husband, she began with a long list of superlatives. He's a wonderful man. He's charming and witty and dynamic. He's always doing little things for me. He sent me flowers to commemorate the anniversary of the first night we'd made love. Last year, he bought 2 surprise tickets to Italy for my birthday. She told me that Jeff, a busy and successful entertainment lawyer, always found time to spend with her, and that despite her current appearance, he still wanted her along for all his business dinners and outings. I used to love going out with him and his clients because we'd still hold hands like high school lovers. I'm the envy of all my friends because of him. One friend said, "You've got this special one, Nancy," and I know he is, but look at me. I don't understand what's happened. I feel so low all the time. I've got to get myself back together or I'm going to lose him. A man like Jeff doesn't have to lug around a wife like me. He can have anyone he wants, including movie stars. I'm lucky he's hung in as long as he has. As I listened to Nancy and observed her appearance, I asked myself, what's wrong with this picture? There was a basic contradiction here. Why would a competent and effective woman in a loving relationship get so ground down? What had happened to her in the 4 years of her marriage to make such a marked change in both her appearance and her sense of self-worth? I pressed her to tell me more about her relationship with Jeff, and bit by bit, a fuller picture emerged. I guess the only thing that really bothers me about him is how much he flies off the handle. "What do you mean by fly off the handle?" I asked. She laughed a little. "Oh, he does what I call his King Kong imitation, yelling and making lots of noise. He also puts me down a lot, like he did the other night when we were having dinner with friends. He was talking about a play, and I interjected something, and he just snapped at me, 'Why don't you shut up?' Then he said to our friends, 'Don't pay any attention to her. She's always got some stupid thing to say.' I was so humiliated. I felt like sinking into the upholstery. I could hardly swallow my food afterwards." Nancy began to cry as she recalled several other humiliating scenes in which Jeff had called her stupid, selfish, or thoughtless. When enraged, he would often yell at her, slam doors, and throw things. The more I questioned her, the clearer the picture became. Here was a woman trying desperately to figure out how to please a husband who was often angry and intimidating, as well as charming. Nancy said she often fell asleep long after he did, with his cruel words stinging in her ears. During the day, she had fits of crying for no apparent reason. It was at Jeff's insistence that Nancy had quit her job when they married. Now, she felt incapable of returning to her career. As she described it, "Now I wouldn't even have the nerve to go on an interview, much less a buying trip. I don't feel like I could make the decisions anymore because I've lost confidence in myself." Jeff made all the decisions in their marriage. He insisted on total control of every aspect of their life together. He oversaw all spending, selected the people with whom they socialized, and even made decisions about what Nancy should do while he was at work. He derided her for any opinion she had that differed from his, and he yelled at her, even in public, whenever he was displeased. Any deviation on her part from the course he had set for them resulted in a hideous scene. I told Nancy we had a lot of work to do, but I assured her she would begin to feel less overwhelmed. I told her we would take a hard look at her relationship with Jeff and that the self-confidence she thought she'd lost was not really gone, only misplaced. Together, we would get it back again. When she left that first session, she felt a little steadier and less lost, but I began to feel shaky. Nancy's story had hit me very hard. I knew that, as a therapist, my reactions to a client were important tools. I make emotional connections with the people I work with, which helps me understand more quickly how they are feeling, but this was something else. After Nancy left my office, I felt very uncomfortable. This was not the first time a woman had come to see me with this type of problem, nor was it the first time I had reacted so strongly. I could no longer deny that what was affecting me was the fact that Nancy's situation was too close to my own. On the outside, I appeared confident, fulfilled, a woman who